It's not often that a high school in America has twin sisters heading to the same Ivy League college. But here at Lawrence High School in Lawrence, Massachusetts, not only are the twin sisters Karina and Cristina Ovalles heading to Harvard, their classmates, Tu and Van Lee, also twin sisters, are going to Brown University. Two sets of twins from two immigrant families going to two different Ivy League schools. In this majority Latino city, where most students are in the federal free and reduced lunch program, finishing school and getting to any college is the goal for many. Yet for these four girls, who barely knew English walking into grammar school, reaching for the stars was always their goal. Tu Lee says her family left Vietnam when she was just a child so that she and her sister could have a better life.
Like, our parents' expectations for us. It's not like you come home with a B and your parents pat you in the back and say, oh, good job, you tried. It's like, what, a B? What happened to that A? You know? So my parents sort of expected us, saying, as you know, we've came all this way for you and this is what you come up with. Like, I also understand that my parents have great expectations for me. And in a way, I want to meet these expectations as much as I can.
That was the same stories for the Ovalles sisters, who were born in Methuen to a Dominican immigrant. They too had little money, but their mom, Angela, instilled in them early on that schoolwork came first. Cristina Ovalles.
Because it was established, okay, you go home from school and what you do first is school. You do your schoolwork, then you could play, then you could play dominoes, then you could do whatever. But first it was established that you had to do your homework first. So it was always a big part of our lives. And then we could, you know, play and enjoy other things.
Van Lee says despite what others may say, she doesn't believe that going to Lawrence High School was a disadvantage. To her, it was always better than what might have been.
To me, it doesn't really matter what school I go to, because wherever I go in Lawrence, it's going to be better than Vietnam. I don't see Lawrence as a bad city. It's my way out. It's my opportunity to succeed.
Karina and Cristina say when they received the acceptance letter from Harvard, they were overjoyed.
Well, I was very happy. We hugged each other. We were very happy. And then we were very proud, you know, that we had done it and we had done it together, that we were both going to get in. We were really happy. And we showed our mom and, you know, she was really happy. And we were just ecstatic.
The Lee sisters found out about Brown online. They were also excited, but they now know that they must stay focused even more to maintain their success.
And I know that if I really, really work toward it, I can do it. You know, it's not like I'm definitely going to fail in Brown, but I would definitely have to work a lot harder than I'm doing now, which, you know, once I'm put under pressure, I think I'll do okay.
The Ovalles sisters say they hope their story encourages other minority students in Lawrence to apply to elite colleges too.
Like, you see a lot of the sad stories about people dropping out, and it's sad because, you know, those are people you went to elementary school with, and you want them to think that, you know, just because they come from Lawrence and you have a bad reputation doesn't mean anything. You could go above it and try to do well and motivate others to do better and to want to do better. So I hope that, you know, with this story, they will really, they'll decide that, you know what, we could do this and we could rise above all the negativity and we could go, you know, we could do great things.
For the Boston Globe, this is Russell Contreras in Lawrence.